It's one of the funniest American plays ever written. And Johnny and I had been kind of circling around the material for several years. We had done a reading, gosh, about 5 years ago, of a play that's called Oscar and Felix, A New Look at the Odd Couple. It was a rewrite by Neil Simon. It updated it into the 2000s. And it was not nearly as successful as the original, because the original has a lot of heart to it. And this new version was just punchline after punchline. So we decided that someday we would do this, and someday is now. And we've finally gotten around. We had our schedules free, and Phil Funkenberg came on board to direct. And Phil is just one of the best directors in town, and he is one of the best cheerleaders for theater in town. And he was kind of a natural choice to ask, and he was thrilled to death because at his work at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, he does a lot of serious work. And this is a chance for him to have fun and not deal with people getting shot. So this is kind of a change of pace for him. And it's very lighthearted. It's very fun, but it's universal, too.
Both of you are obviously well-known, too, in the arts community. Have you ever gotten to work this closely together before, though?
You know, not directly opposite each other. We've done a few things together.
Right.
We've done Wizard of Oz and some other shows together where we were on stage at the same time, but not this much interaction directly with each other, I guess.
Well, you know, every Christmas story ever told. Mm-hmm. It was three people, you and I and Joey Cruz were in that, and it was just three guys recreating every single Christmas story ever told, every holiday special, Rankin and Bass. And that was a lot of ad-lib and a lot of fast-paced comedy. So we've had some experience doing this kind of thing together.
And so how did you decide who fit which role best? And I guess you should go ahead and tell us who's playing who.
I am playing Felix Unger, the neatnik and fuss budget and hypochondriac. How did we decide? I don't know. Anybody ever made a decision? I walked over into that role and Gus walked over into the other one.
Yeah, I'm a bigger guy, so I just figured Oscar. Although it's been very strange, people that keep going, oh, "You're not Felix,"
mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, "What? What do you mean? What? I'm sloppy. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can be a sloppy guy." And I don't know, it just kind of was a natural fit with the just the way we work together and in the personas that we kind of bring to the table. This is, at least I feel it's a natural fit, and I think some of the audience might be surprised.
And for those who haven't seen The Odd Couple, it is a well-loved play, but I'm sure not everyone's seen it. Just go ahead and tell us, I guess, you know, a little bit more about your characters.
Well, yeah, I think everybody's point of reference is the TV show, you know, Felix and Oscar, who Oscar is just a slob and a brute and a womanizer, and Felix is a hypochondriac and a fuss budget and a neatnik, and neither of these two guys is particularly likable, but they're best friends in real life. And the play starts within 24 hours of Felix getting kicked out of his house. And so we see how this odd connection is made.
And it's been played by a lot of great actors over the years, a lot of great combinations of people. Of course, Johnny mentioned the TV series that many people remember with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. A little known fact, those guys took it on the road several years, so they actually did the play. You know, mm-hmm. St. Louis Muni did it in several theaters across the country. The movie starred Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, and the Broadway show starred Walter Matthau as Oscar and Art Carney as Felix. So it's been a great combination of actors across the years. But you know what? The play is very funny. It's written by Neil Simon, of course, one of our classic American playwrights and comedians. And it really has a lot of heart to it, though. It's not just punchline after punchline. There's some really nice moments, too, that we both get to play. These are both sad guys, both of them divorced. Neither one probably wanted to be divorced. But Oscar's a slob, and his wife left him 6 months ago, and Felix is just a pain in the tuchus, as Neil Simon might say. And his wife kicked him out. And so they're two best friends who don't really have a lot in common on the surface, but they're two lonely guys. They come together. You know, Johnny said they're unlikable. I don't think they're unlikable. I just think they're caricatures that are accentuated. But we're also looking at the real side of things and not just playing it strictly for laughs, because I think all comedy works best when there's humanity behind it.
So we're going to have you guys share a little bit, give us a taste of the show. So just set this up for us.
At this point, we are about midway through the show, and Felix has made himself at home and has taken over and is being cleaner than clean, and Oscar has just about had it.
He is slowly being driven insane by the cleanliness. He doesn't like being alone necessarily, but he doesn't like having the house run like a what?
Like a hospital.
Like a hospital, yeah. Right.
That's funny, isn't it, Oscar? They think we're happy. They don't know, Oscar. They don't know.
Felix, I'd be immensely grateful to you if you didn't clean up just now.
But don't you see the irony of it, Oscar? Don't you see?
Yes, I see it.
I don't think you do. I don't think you see the irony of it.
Felix, I see the irony of it.
All right, then tell me, what is the irony?
The irony is, unless we can come to some other arrangement, I am going to kill you. That's the irony.
What's wrong, Oscar?
What's wrong? I think there's something wrong with the situation. I think it's wrong that two single men living alone in an 8-bedroom apartment should have a cleaner house than my mother.
I'm just gonna do the dishes. You don't want me to leave them here, do you?
Hey, you can take them to bed for all I care. You can play Mr. Clean all you want, just don't make me feel guilty.
I am not making you feel guilty. I didn't say you had to do them, Oscar.
That's why you make me feel guilty! You're always in my bathroom, hanging up my towels. Whenever I smoke, you follow me around with an ashtray. Last night, I found you on the kitchen floor, mopping the floor, shaking your head and moaning, "Footprints! Footprints!"
I didn't say they were yours.
Well, they were mine. I have feet and they make prints. What do you want me to do, climb across the cabinets?
No, I want you to walk on the floors.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really do.
Look, I'm just trying to make the place livable. I didn't realize that irritated you so much.
I just think that I should have the right to decide when my bathtub needs a going over with Dutch cleanser. It's the democratic way.
I was wondering how long it would take.
How long what would take?
Before I got on your nerves.
I didn't say you got on my nerves.
Well, you said I irritated you. It's the same thing.
You said you irritated me. I didn't say it.
Well, then what did you say?
I don't know what I said. What difference does it make?
Doesn't make any difference. I was just repeating what I thought you said.
Well, don't repeat what you thought I said. Repeat what I said. My God, that's irritating.
Aha, see? You did say it.
Oh, I don't even believe we're having this conversation.
So it's not just a two-man show, of course. There are other cast members. Tell us a little bit more about the rest of the production.
Well, we've got a great group of people. A lot of fun people who really get this style of humor. And there is a real way to deliver it, a real style that Neil Simon has in his writing, a very strong rhythm. John Paris, Rich McCoy, Greg Floyd, Matt Ratz play the four poker players that are our good friends, too, and we meet every Friday night for a poker game. And these guys are just very funny guys. They're all playing very comic characters and are really great with the one-liners.
And then in the middle of the play, Oscar and Felix decide they want to go on a date, and so they invite the Pigeon Sisters over. And so Osni Vigasa and Sandra Fritz play that beautifully, hilariously, just over-the-top, funny women, and really just light up the stage when they come on.
They really do, and they pump up the energy. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys all night long, and it's at the stage where Oscar and Felix are at each other's throats. This is a real change of pace, and a real breath of fresh air when Osni and Sandy come on.
And so who would you guys suggest come to see this show? Any particular kind of audience member, comedy lovers?
Everybody!
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the great thing about the show. It's universal. People can really relate to one of the two characters. They're really strong, strong characters, and people really get it. And people either say they're Felix-like or they're Oscar-like. But I think people who grew up with Neil Simon would enjoy this. People who remember the movie or the TV series or have seen it on TV Land or in repeats would get a big kick out of it. I think younger people would like it, too, because it's just funny. It's a very funny show. There are a lot of great one-liners written by Neil Simon that just make you laugh out loud today. I worried a little bit that the play would be dated. It was written in 1965. But the audience just roars at the same things they did back then. Mm-hmm. It really is a solid piece of work.
Yeah, there's nothing particularly unique or dated about the scenario of two people who shouldn't be under the same roof being under the same roof. And they just happen to be best friends, and it just falls apart.